Hello, everybody on the Reddit. Yes, this is my umpteenth time, this umpteenth take of trying to do this fucking AMA. And just to preface this, okay, I am finally home from my beach trip and finally back to the privacy of my room. Thank Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you for for being patient and with me, 'cause I haven't been posting a bunch of Song of the Nights during this week while I was gone. I haven't really been on Reddit, just besides just lurking and leaving every occasional comment. This is gonna be me. This is gonna be me being awkward throughout the whole thing. I just decided to put up a AMA post on my subreddit just to have an excuse to ramble and just to have the excuse for you all to listen to my flat ass monotone voice. Yes. All right, so we're gonna get right into it. Oh, and I think I forgot to mention to you all, it has been brought to my attention that while I was gone, I somehow made it to 400 on my subreddit. On my subscribers. Yes, thank you all so much for that too. And let's just have this as a little mini celebration of reaching 400. And I've been saying let's get into the questions for a while now. And now here we go with the questions. Now, I'm gonna be answering some questions from DMatter832, and the first question is, all right, what's the dumbest, funniest sexual encounter you have ever had? Oh dear, I got a favorite one. I have a favorite one. All right, so an ex and I, well, I decided that it would be pretty funny if we tripped, but seeing as we did not have the matching anatomy for it, it made for a pretty awkward time. But I was just in one of my silly moods, and they were just like, "What the heck are you doing?" They're just laughing at me, like, "What the hell are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm trying to trap you. What the heck do you think I'm doing?" And so they pretty much just went along with it, and we just sort of goofed off and tried to trap each other, until we just started laughing and giggling our heads off. We've been laughing for about 30 minutes into it, and just pretty much spent it the whole time just moaning like girls. I think that was my favorite funny sexual encounter ever. And number two, what physical aspect of the male and female body turns you on the most? Let's see. Their eyes, of course. I love their eyes. 'Cause to me, I don't know why. For someone who is not that really keen on eye contact all that much during the non-erotic moments, 'cause I really suck at eye contact. Anyway. But I do love eyes. I do love looking into somebody's eyes so much because I don't know. It's something in their eyes must be drawing me to them. And boy, am I rambling and going nowhere with this. Yeah, just to say this may not make any sense. None of these answers may or may not make any sense. So just please bear with me. Okay. All right. So, yeah, what physical aspect of the male and female body turns you on the most? Well, their eyes and the way they feel when I hold them. 'Cause with me being a bigger, with me being a really fluffy person, I love having somebody just as, just have a little bit of something to hold on to at night. Now again, this may not make any sense, but I am tired as all this get out, and so yeah, that and try answering questions while you have a yelling sibling outside your door. All right, so number three, what time during the day are you the horniest? During the evening time, of course. During the evening time is the time that I mostly get my horniest. Yeah. And it's during the part of the day where I can't scream because of the damn freaking walls are so thin. No matter where I go, thick or thin walls, everybody can apparently hear me. It's stupid. All right. Number four. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? I like it about 2 or 3 days per week. For me, because I'm still trying to get into the sex part of the, because I've, to be really, really honest, I've only ever had sex with one person. I know it sounds boring. It sounds really, really boring because so far I've only had sex with one person. And that's it. I'm trying to fix that. I'm trying to fix that. But my ideal amount of sex per week, hypothetically speaking, it would be about 2 or 3 days per week. I like it. I love sex. I don't know why, but I do. I do. Number five, which fictional character do you wanna fuck the most and why? Oh, what's that guy's name? Oh, this guy from the Velvet Goldmine. What the frick? Oh, I need to look him up. Oh shit. Oh, what's his name? Oh my God, I'm trying to think. See, this is a movie I have not seen in a long, long, long ass time. And I am trying to think of his name. I know the movie, Velvet Goldmine. And see, this is. Now, the reason why I say this is because I do have a thing for glam boys. I am not gonna lie to you. I am not going to lie to you. Oh, Brian Slade. Brian Slade is the name of Jonathan Rhys Meyers' character in The Velvet Goldmine is Brian Slade. Although Kurt Wilde was another crush of mine in that one, 'cause Ewan McGregor. Come on, Ewan McGregor is another actor I wouldn't mind sharing a bed with, but anyway, sharing a bed with, well, I sound like some sort of virgin schoolgirl, just like, oh my God, I would love to share a bed with a Backstreet Boy member. Oh my God. Oh, this is so bad. This is so bad. But yeah, there are two fictional characters I would love to bone more than anything, is Kurt Wilde and Brian Slade, both from Velvet Goldmine. 'Cause glam rock boys are just so damn. I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. And I want to see that movie again sometime soon. I haven't even seen it in a long ass time, and I want to see it again. All right. Number six. What? How? Oh, I said, why did you stumble upon? How did you stumble upon GWA? I think I found it out through a fellow Literotica poster. Well, no, actually, I discovered GWA before and posted there before I even posted on Literotica. But I did discover GWA through Tumblr, I believe. Yeah, I think. It's been a long time since I've discovered GWA, about 5 or 6 years ago. So to me, it's a pretty long time. It's a pretty long time. So I think I'm gonna say, I think I'm gonna say through another person on Tumblr. They say, "Oh, go post on this one." The GWA Gunwald Audio is the best place to post your sexy stuff there. And I was like, "Hey, sign me the fuck up. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. I'm ready." Yeah. Oh, this is where drinking too much Mellow Yellow gets me. Okay. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? Anything that involves an underage child. I would not want to do that. Or anything beast-like. But then again, I did do a ramble fap where I talked about fucking a dog, and I wrote a script about a guy being forced to take a dog's dick, I think. I don't know. I mean, it's not that my kinks are broadening. It's just that I want to see how far I could push myself into saying some things that I never in a million years would think I would say during a ramble fap, or I would write in a script. So that's been going pretty well for me, not doing that, because I've said, oh, I'm not gonna do beast, I'm not gonna do any bestiality audios, I'm not gonna do any water sport audios, because really earlier on in the GWA, in my GWA stint, I solemnly sweared I am never ever gonna listen to any water sports. I'm not gonna record anything mentioning water sports. But in the same breath, here I was about 5 or 6 months ago, recording myself begging another girl to piss on my face or piss in my mouth or anything like that. I don't. No, actually, that's a lie. I do remember that. I do remember that. And that was one of the audios where I had a lot of fun doing it. Although, for the piss sound effect, I could have just like opened up a bottle of water and just waterfalled it into my mouth and make like somebody's pissing in my mouth. I could have done that. I could have done that. But anyway, I'm going completely off topic. I am very sorry about that. Again, blame it on the Mellow Yellows. Blame it on the Mellow Yellows. Yeah, don't blame it on the alcohol, because I have none. I have none in my system. Anyways, come on, Tark. Get your head in the game. All right. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be, and what would be your gimmick or character? Now, Originally, my stripper name was going to be Tessa Cherry Bomb, and this was bestowed upon me by another GWA performer, Dirty Girl Secret. And she was determining, and I think in some thread, she was determining what our stripper names would be. And she gave me the name Tessa Cherry Bomb. Tessa Cherry Bomb. Although I do like that, I don't think I would be a stripper, but I think if I were given the opportunity, I would have loved to have been a drag king. I would have loved to have been a drag king. And my drag king name would be, I don't know if it's taken or not. Oh, this is going to be very unoriginal. Mike Clit. Mike Lit. Mike Lit. Yes. Because I kind of toyed with, I've had this idea if I was ever a guy, I would want to go under the name of Mikey, or at least Michael, considering that my real name also starts with an M. I would have loved to, if I was a guy, I would have been loved to have named Mikey, like Mikey, just Mikey. But Mike Lit, that's pretty punny, isn't it? Yeah, that would be my drag king name, but for my stripper name, it would be Tessa Cherry Bomb. And what would be your gimmick character? Everything's in red as my hair, is red lips, red eyeshadow, red everything. Red as cherries, yeah. And pretty much my gimmick would have to be, my pitiful attempt to twerk, of course, because even though I do have the equipment, I have no idea how to work it. Anyway, yes. Number 9. Do you watch stand-up comedy? Yes. Who's your favorite comedian? Jim Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan, I love him because I love how he just does he sort of does the voice of an audience member who says, that guy's weird. I can't even do an impression of him to save my life, but he's just like, wow, he's obsessed with food. That guy's weird. I like NASCAR. How dare he? Oh gosh, I really do love the voice he puts on. The higher pitch voice that he puts on is hilarious. He's so hilarious. And I was in the middle of watching his comedy special, King Baby. And I still need to finish that one so I can go on to the other comedy specials, because he is funny. If you ever have a chance to search up any of his stuff, Jim Gaffigan is always the best. Especially his Hot Pocket joke. I love that part where he talks about the Hot Pocket, and you know, yeah. Number 10. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? If a brush is stuck in your hair, don't try and cut it out. That would be one tidbit of advice I would give her. If a round brush is stuck and tangled in your hair, don't cut it off. Otherwise, you're just gonna look shitty. And I did. I did. Being 4 or 5, I didn't even know better. Or I must have, but I panicked and I couldn't get the brush out of my kinky red hair. So I had to cut it out. And my parents were overjoyed at the fact that I cut out a big old chunk of my hair. Yeah. 11. What's your favorite brand and flavor of chips? And if the answer is not Flamin' Hot Cheetos, you're a bad girl that deserves all the spankings. Oh, am I? Am I? Well, how about this? If I tell you that my favorite chip brand is Cheeto Puffs, do I get a pass? Am I a good girl? Because I like Cheetos, I really do. But I do have a really soft spot for kettle cooked chips. The Lay's kettle cooked chip, because I love it so much. I love it. Number 12, what's the last movie you saw? Beetlejuice. That's another one of my favorite. That's another one of my favorite movies of all time is Beetlejuice. Oh, wonder if I say the name three times he comes up. And see, that's the recurring thought in my mind that pops up every time I watch the movie is, it's funny to think that that's the same guy who plays Batman and Mr. Mom and Jack Frost. Yeah, Michael Keaton. Yeah, it's crazy how he could have, but he would play Batman, and then, well, Beetlejuice came out before Batman, I believe, or about the same year. No, Beetlejuice came out before Batman did the movie. Michael Keaton, he is a damn good actor. I think he really, really is a ham, but he's a really good actor. Really good actor. Have you ever cried during a movie? Yes. The Green Mile. Last time I seen that movie, oh, I bawled. I bawled like a baby. Especially at the end, thinking back to it, just. It kind of leaves you a little misty-eyed, you know? It really does. Because some parts of the movie kind of creeped me out and scared me, but that one part at the end where the execution scene at the end, oh, it broke my heart so much. It broke my heart. And number 14, is the United States of America the greatest country in the world? Let me just put it to you straight. No, not right now. Not right now. And I'm just gonna leave it at that. Okay. And we got another set of questions from Slack Seeker. Woo! So he's gonna be going to the beach tomorrow. And so I am going to answer some of his questions. Does music constantly play in your mind? All the time. All the time. All of the time. Because me being a music nut, of course, when does music not run through my mind? It's a constant. It's always constant. Always. And where do you get your inspiration for your scripts and audios? Well, sometimes I listen to other audios and draw some sort of characteristics from there and make it into my own. Or I would just it would completely pop up in my sleep. And I would instantly be thinking, oh, damn, I gotta write this down. Because if I don't, then I'm gonna forget what I was gonna write about. And see, a lot of what I write usually happens is usually ideas that occur when I'm just about to go to sleep or in my sleep. Or if I'm just out riding about and I'm thinking of nothing in particular, and there's just this one line that pops up, and I'm like, damn, I gotta write that down into one of my scripts, or pretty much record an audio for it. Because yesterday, I was sitting out on the beach, and I was watching all those girls just walking around in their booty shorts and everything like that. And I was thinking, what if I were to, I don't know, I may write a script about it, but let's see if I get a wild hair and decide to record a very, very raunchy script concerning a college girl on spring break wearing booty shorts with no panties on. Yes, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do so much. Okay, what musical instruments besides voice do you play? I play the piano. I want to play guitar so bad. I've got an acoustic guitar sitting in its case, gathering up dust. I want to play guitar so bad, but I never got around to it. God knows why. And all this talk about me wanting to be a multi-instrumentalist like Prince, like Edgar Winter, or like Todd Rundgren. Oh, I promised myself I wasn't going to mention Todd Rundgren, but here we are. Here we frickin' are. Because the dude's a legend, okay? He's up there. Yeah, he's up there with some of my favorite multi-instrumentalists. Edgar Winter. Oh, especially Edgar Winter. I've been getting into more of his music a lot lately. Anyways, yeah, but I play the piano. I've been playing it for, wanting to say about 19, 20 years tops. Oh, it's been long. I usually play by ear. I usually play the piano by ear. And most of the time, I am just okay at it. Although I really enjoy playing the piano. I really, really do. And have you ever been in a situation where you were absolutely not in control of a situation? Can I tell you about it? Well, yes. Ooh, this is gonna make for a really good story time. All right. I don't know if I was able to be in control of the situation or not, but I completely was not. So, a little bit of story time here. See, a little bit backstory on what I do on a daily basis when I'm not being a dorky little slut of a daddy. I play with coffee. No, I don't play with coffee. I deal with coffee and donuts. Yeah. So I do that on the daily. All right, so there was this one time. It happened about 2, 3 years ago, and this guy can't. I was just doing my job, making drinks for the other customers, and there was this guy. He was about yay 6 feet, or about a little bit taller than. I know he was taller than me. He was scrawny. And he was walking in here like he owned the entire place. And I took his order. I didn't have a problem out of him the first time. I didn't. And he ordered a medium hazelnut mocha latte. And everything was going fine. And after I took his order, I took the other people's order. And then I started making drinks. Yes, and I started out with his. But then I look up to see that he obviously wasn't pleased about his waiting time. And see, we have these latte machines that take the longest time to steam milk. The longest time to steam milk. And there he was, getting a little huffier, getting a little puffier,
rolling his eyes, sighing, and he comes up to me and says, "Man, when my latte is gonna be done?" And I told him, "Just hold on. I've see." He came up to me and he just said, "Man, when's my latte gonna be done? When is my latte going to be done?" And he just said it in the most abrasive, most aggressive way possible. I just told him, "Sir, hold on. I'm just steaming the milk." And then, oh, he absolutely loses it. He says, "Bitch, don't you tell me to hold on. I want my fucking latte." And I was just taken aback. I was taken aback. I did not know what to say. If I did know what to say at that time, I would have found myself fired. Yeah. But I was just slack-jawed at that point. I was like, okay. But there was my general manager right behind me, hearing all of this happening. And so she gets into a screaming match with this dude, and they're just gnawing at each other, screaming obscenities at each other. And I just couldn't help but stare. And he, needless to say, he left without his latte because I couldn't make it. I just couldn't make it in 5 seconds flat like he expected me to. But see, the best part about it was he was on jury duty, you see. And then right after he left, there was another customer coming in. He didn't order anything, but he came to tell me and the manager. He told me, "Look, I hate to tell you this, but that dude that just left out of here fuming, he was parked in the handicap parking spot." And it was just, we looked at each other like, "Wait, this is not right. This is not right at all." Me personally, I wasn't ticked off at all. I was just sort of just thinking, "Huh. Well, that's the public for you." But no, my general manager was PO'd. Like, how could they do such a thing like that, wanting to demand my employees to make them something without using their proper manners? It's beyond me. And I'm just like, psh, there's people like that gonna come in every single day. She knows she worked she's been in the coffee making business longer than I have, and so I'm just like, well, that's expected. Might as well just pick up where you left off and pretend it never happened. But that was that one time where I had no other choice than to just stare slack-jawed at both of them, just tearing at each other's throats, just cussing each other out in the middle of the coffee shop. I, looking back on it now, that was funny, but at around that time, it was sort of scary because I said at one point, "What if he comes back and he is more pissed than ever, and he wants to do something a little bit more rash than what he just did?" You know, it's weird. It's very weird. Yeah. But ever since then, nothing compares to that guy. Nothing compares to that customer that we had. We had some customers that were just like him, but we were just like, come on, we've seen worse. We have seen far worse than that. Yeah, so I think that wraps it up for my little AMA. Thank you all so much. Thank you to DMatter832 and SlackSeeker for all the very, very, very wonderful questions that have, that have entertained me to no end. And, oh my gosh, I want some more caffeine so I can stop talking right now. Ah! Which makes it worse. Okay, so without further ado, I think I'm gonna get me some more drink and maybe just sit down, listen to some music, do Lord knows what. Alright. I love you all, and I will see you all later. Tarkus Trooper signing out.